Thank you, Cathedral Choir, for helping us in our walk with Christ. Very, very grateful. And welcome all in Christ's name. Happy Valentine's Day. Oh, and don't forget, it's the 63rd anniversary of the Daytona 500. Starts at 1:30. I promise to get you out of here in time. God bless you all. So, there was a guy who used to work here at the counseling office, name of Dr. John McClay. Gifted and talented in so many ways. One of the ways was his biggest gift was that four-letter word called golf. Yeah. He would go from various places, the golf here, golf there, see the signs out front, private, public. And one day he came in, and I think he was in a sermon that I'm stealing this from of his. He talked about how churches need to have a sign in front of them that says, sinners only. I like that. Hospitals take care of sick people. Churches take care of sick people too. You see, we're all sinners. We all stumble, we all fall, we all miss the mark, right? Everyone's normal until you get to know them. And you know what else is so wonderful? God loves sinners. Oh yeah, God loves sinners. It's universal, God's love. It's unconditional. It's always there for everyone. Sinners only. We are loved and accepted and forgiven. God loves us first, which frees us to love others. I think that's what grace is all about, right? So, we're looking at the Sermon on the Mount. It's from Matthew 5 through 7, Jesus' collection of sayings, statements, words, commands. It's thick and it's deep and it's full, so if you want to pull out your Bible, we're going to look at three parts of it this morning. The first one's about judging others. I know none of us do that. The second piece is about, well, the first part's worry. No one has issues with worry, I know. Then judging others, and then finally, the golden rule. So, look at Matthew 6. Starts at verse 25. Jesus says these words. Do not worry. Telling someone not to worry is a lot like telling someone with anxiety, well, don't be anxious, right? If you dig through the rest of that paragraph, Jesus does say some really comforting and wonderful pieces to calm us about the birds of the air and how God takes care of them, and talks about, do you worry about clothes? Well, I've never worried about clothes because Dawn always dresses me. Yes, I know, I need all the help I can get. Don't be anxious. Did you get that line? That line that the Cathedral Choir sang so beautifully? Jesus says, seek first God's kingdom and God's righteousness, and all these things are going to be given to you as well. It's about focus. What is our focus? Is it about God's kingdom? And at the end of that paragraph, Jesus comes up with this. He says, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day's trouble is sufficient for the day. Wow. Did you ever think that because we're Christians that we're never going to have any issues or worry or trouble? Each day's trouble is sufficient for the day. Seek first. In other words, Jesus is saying, don't get out over the top of your ski tips. Don't worry about tomorrow. Stay focused in today. Some people call that one day at a time. Seek first God's kingdom. And then if you look at Matthew 7, Jesus continues and gives us more of those suggestions or commandments and says, don't judge. So that you may not be judged, right? And the measure you judge will be the measure you will be judged. Why do you look at the speck in your neighbor's eye and don't notice the log in your own eye? It's like, oh man. So, is it just me or Are we less patient with others and with ourselves than we used to be? Are we less respectful of others? The things we say, the things we post, whatever happened to that respectfully disagreeing with someone? We seem to have become much more scandal and gossip mongers. I remember in the rooms down the hall as a confirmation student, remembering that commandment, Luther's meaning, the small catechism, we are to fear and love God so that we do not betray, slander, lie about our neighbor, but here's the hard part for me, but defend, speak well, and explain their actions in the kindest ways. Defend our neighbor's actions in the kindest ways. Wow. You can't be serious, Lord. Come on, Jesus, what are you thinking about? Not judging others? It's so fulfilling when we judge others. It's always a lot easier to find fault in others than to look at our own baggage, right? And I wonder where that comes from. Is that because of our own insecurities that we have in ourselves? Jesus tells us what? To look at the log in our own eye. Does that mean he wants us to look at what we've done? Where have we been wrong? Where are we to change? Are we to be blamed? What needs to change in us and in our attitudes? We cannot change others. We can't even change ourselves without God's help. Seek first what? Seek first God's kingdom. All things are possible. Miracles still happen. Don't give up. And then at the end of that Matthew text that Jesus said, the golden rule, in everything, do to others as you would have them do unto you. Wouldn't that be something? It's called the golden rule. Put ourselves in someone else's shoes and ask the question, how would I want to be treated in that situation? Reverend King said it this way. He said, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. We must learn to live together as brothers or perish together as fools. My grandma Rosie put it this way, be very, very nice to everyone you meet. Jesus said it this way, in everything, do to others as you would have them do unto you. How do you say it? How do you show it? Jesus is telling us that God is so good. God is so good to us that God graciously gives us the gift of faith, and that gift needs to be lavished upon others, right? I think they call that grace. Grace doesn't make an expectation when it expresses itself. It shows even when it's undeserved. The golden rule is grace overflowing. It requires what? Action. An ongoing love toward others. Who are the others in your life? I think it includes everyone we meet every day. Even the grumpy neighbor, or the kid in the class that no one likes, or your spouse or your kid that you're struggling to understand. Even people who don't love us back. Do you think Jesus is asking too much of us? I mean, next thing you know, he's going to ask us to start praying for people we don't like. Pray for your man. Oh, wait a minute. He did say that already in Matthew 5, right? Matthew 5, 34, he said, pray for your enemies.
Wow.
If you want respect, treat others with respect. If you want a kind word, speak a kind word to others. Want honesty, be honest. Okay, closing story. So little Georgie was a shy, quiet young man, and he didn't have many friends at school, often teased by his classmates. One day he came home from school and told his mom that he wanted to make a Valentine for everyone in his class. Mom's heart sank. She thought, I wish he wouldn't do that, because she watched the other kids treat him poorly. Nevertheless, Mom, God bless her, she goes out and decides to go along with her son, and so they go and purchase the paper, the glue, the crayons. 35 Valentines, Georgie worked painstakingly night and day for 3 weeks to get these 35 Valentines made. Valentine's Day come, and Georgie's beside himself with excitement. He carefully stacks up all the cards he made, put them in his bag, and ran out the door. His mom decides to bake him some favorite cookies because she's convinced it's not going to go well. She knew Georgie would be disappointed. It hurt her to think that he worked so hard on all those Valentines that he might not get any in return. Well, that afternoon, the bus showed up, right? She heard the school bus. She looked out the window, waiting for Georgie, and all the kids are getting off the bus, and they're excited and having fun. And there's Georgie, as always, in the rear. This time, he was walking faster than usual. She was fully expecting him to burst through the door and burst into tears and jump into her arms. But when he opened the door, she was choking back tears and said, I made cookies for you. But he hardly heard the words. He just marched right past his mom, his face aglow, and all he could say was, not one, not one. Mom's heart sank. And then he added, I didn't forget a single person in my class, Mom. And Jesus said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Amen.